Wesley with Martin Bester.
Ons 'n bietjie terugvoering van die game in Nellies. Springbokke teen Georgia was hier daar gewees. Lekker?
Dit was baie goed gewees hierdie naweek in Nelspruit. Ons het dit so geniet. Die organisasie was goed gewees. Die ingang, die busse, die alles was baie nice gewees. Die ding wat my sal vir ewig by my bly is ons het danslied sing. Ek het 100 plekke gekry, jy verstaan nie. Net almal het saam gesing van begin tot einde. Kan nie help om emosioneel te wees met dit nie, man. Dis hoe ek verstaan as jy rappie spelers ry op die veld terwyl hulle dit sing.
Ja, maar dis ook Corlia.
Ja.
Corlia Energiet sing, dan kry ek 100 vleis. Was verskriklik mooi gewees. A loud crowd right there.
Oh yes, it was.
Ja, Corlia het baie mooi gemaak. Kom ons kyk of sy wakker is. Corlia, môre.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Oh, yes. Jy is wakker.
I am awake. I'm in my dark, very dark living room because my partner's still sleeping, but I have my three schnauzies with me keeping me warm.
Oh, love it so much. Wat jy het mooi gemaak, hoor. Verskriklik mooi.
Baie dankie, hoor. Ek was ongelooflik senuweeagtig. It's such a big moment for me. En dit was die heel eerste keer wat ek die anthem kon sing, wat ek die geleentheid gekry het.
Oh, wow.
So I was so nervous. And then when I walked into the stadium the day before for soundcheck, the venue felt so intimate for some reason. I don't know why. I expected it to be very intimidating. And then from that moment on, I was super excited. I literally bounced up and down just before I went on the field. I was so excited.
Yeah, listen, you did so well. And I can imagine there's a lot of pressure on a person doing this.
Yeah.
Listen, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously the Afrikaans and English parts, I know the pronunciation and everything's cool, but I want to nail every single word and I want to make my whole country proud. So I was really, really, you know, just I wanted to do it really well.
Yeah, yes. You made some burly men cry on Saturday, and I was so happy to run into you after the match.
Oh, it was so fun to see it. And in Spur, obviously, the family restaurant of South Africa.
You're not supposed to say anything about what we're eating.
Guys!
Come on now.
Yeah, it was bye-bye mooi gewees. En jy het verskrikkelijk mooi gemaakt. Luister en vos kom keier, man.
Ja, asseblief.
Ag hoor, asseblief, julle weet ons enige tyd van julle vir my uit, my kom kuier ek, so kom ons maak 'n plan. ASAP, baie dankie.
I ran into you at Inibos.
Ja.
Inibos het ek bietjie met jou gechat en jy het 'n lekker produksie daar gedoen saam met Mel die storieverteller.
Yes.
Dit het vir my baie anders geklink, dis baie cool.
Hoor jy, so die ding is, sy het laas jaar getrou en ek en JD het al so 425 jaar verloof. So, en allemaal bly die hele tyd vra, wanneer gaan jy nou trou en vermeld, maar jy is nou getrouwd, wanneer kom die kinders? So, ons het besluit om net een story te skryf oor al die do's en don'ts, die kitsch en die cool goeders by trouwens en dan natuurlijk experiences wat ons al van onszelf gehad het en ek speel op een stadium, een bruid, wat in die aisle afstap by ek iets trouwe wat self sing, maar so af nooit laat niemand ooit jy reg sal hoor nie. And it's really, really fun and the people absolutely love en hulle kan allemaal net vereenselig daarmee, so it is baie fun and it's incredible, so it's super fun.
You must know, when a pitch-perfect singer like Corlia must now try and sing off-key.
I know, that must be the hardest thing in the whole world.
No, it's the highlight of my career.
Luister, gepraat vir hoogtepunte, jy sê dit was definitief een hoogtepunt en het is een eer gewees om die landslied te sing by die Bokke game. It was also an emotional one for you, right?
It was, absolutely. So, a little bit of a story. I don't think anybody knows this, but SA Rugby actually contacted my mom. She was my manager. Probably about 8 or 9 years ago, asking me to sing the anthem. And we booked it and everything was great. And then, a few days later, my mom realized that she made a double booking. And she phoned them back and she's like super, super honest and said, listen, she would love to sing the anthem, but the problem is we've already made another booking. I literally just got the confirmation of that. And they were quite upset with her, really.
Sure.
I think they just kind of scratched me off their list because of the little incident, you know. And so my mom felt so bad for me, you know, making this little faux pas. So she always hoped that it would happen again, that it would happen again.
Oh.
And then, yeah, on Friday when I went onto the field doing sound check, I was just, here I am, mommy.
you'll see me.
Oh, wow. Nice story.
So good. Shame, man. That's a beautiful, beautiful story in memory. So, ja, baie dankie dat jy dit gedeel het. Jy moet terug in die bed gaan klim saam met jou honde en almal.
Well, yeah, that's the plan. Listen, we drove from Nelspruit yesterday morning at 6. I did 2 shows yesterday with Rwanda Toy in Joburg.
Sure.
So I am... Yeah. I'm battered. I'm getting back in bed. You guys must have a lovely morning.
I make it sound like en amal. Like yeah, yeah, people. Yeah. Your husband.
Yes, of course.
What do you mean, sir?
En amal. What do you mean?
Luister, mooi dag vir jou, Cordia. Dankie vir die catch-up. Come visit soon. Cheers, man.
Oh, thank you, team. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Bye, Colia, daar is al mooi gemaakt saterdag. Baie mense van ons gesê, dit was definitief een hoogtepunt gewees.
Yeah.
Beautiful landslid. And comes with a beautiful, beautiful story. Love that so much.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.